Blog Talk Radio.
This is Al Porter from none other than the Black on. Hey, I'm just doing things and having fun. So you know I'm the Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. You know I deal with all of those type of things. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, we'll start you off with something like this.
Black men, the time is now. 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 Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from our people. Green's for the riches stole from our people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HVD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping us, the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc., we work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, The Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music, Kilroy. We'll be right back.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 5, verse 18. And that man, M-A-N, acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. You know the number here, 646-478-0944. And I'm going to give three quick disclaimers. Wow, I appreciate those who took the time to call. You know, it's a playoff time in Cleveland. So for those who took the time to call in, like the 216-213, area code 702-609, and then 216-209, I appreciate you all. So with that being said, I'm going to give the regular disclaimers, which is, number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you need. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may come to your phone line and see what's on your mind. I am curious. Now, if I come to your phone line and you just want to listen, that's all right. You don't have to hang up. You just stay silent and we cool. If you hear something later on that you say, wait, I wish I'd said that. If you haven't hit the one key, you can, or you can hang up and call again. And if you've called in and there's something else you wish to add, as long as there's not a lot of people there, even if there are, we'll figure out a way to squeeze you in. We do our best. Before I go to the phone lines, I need to, well, give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment from our area. Starting off with number 10. Wow, we could say it was like the debut of voiceofradio.com. You know, they had something at McDonald's that was kind of major around these parts. And then number 9, Show You, Rob Cartel. Number 8, Never Be by Suave Gotti. Number 7, HJS Music, the man behind the BMA and BMA CD. It was the Black Man's Army Cookout. We'll get into that in just a moment. And that Black Man's Army CD. Number 6, Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. Number 5, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube video views and giving out Cleveland on the scene DVDs, making sure that people get copies of those to see what's happening in our neighborhood. Number 4, the debut, a re-debut, upcoming Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later on. Number 3, debut, Trap Boy Mannequin. Wow, last weekend had a very strong event out there. Much props to him. Number 2, debut, 216 in Park. It was 216 in Cleveland, Eden Park. It was like CGS and many others did a great job. So 216 in Park, nice job. And then moving up to the number 1 spot, hey, that Black Man's Army Cookout for the African Museum. Hey, I'll let you know like this here because I want to get that out of the way. That's why I started off with that song, Black Man Army. As the friends of the African Museum, Black Man's Army, they presented Become a Friend of the African American Museum Cookout Membership Drive, and it was nice. Yeah, we sold the CDs, which had the BMA theme that had been heard at least 15,500 times plus from Black Man's Army Bus. Video of Black Man Army, Sheriff Kilroy on YouTube. I want to thank Mr. Milligrand, who was there, DJ Dollar Rock from the Hip Hop Workshops, Carl Stokes Brigade. Yes, you had Al Porter on the grill, but nobody killed over, so I think I did a good job. Cyrus Mitchell had his Vision of Angels drill team out there. HJS Music, hey, he was the DJ. He helped make sure that the food, everything was done, including flyers and all that. So a big shout out on that. I'm going to say it's like this. I appreciate you all for tuning in. And maybe you're watching the Cavs game at the same time, but I just appreciate you for tolerating my big mouth. So with that going on, I'll start off with 216-213. 216-213, how are you doing out there? 216-213. 3, 2, 1. And like I said, if you just call in to listen, we accept those phone calls around here. Because like I say, I don't know if I want to say anything. If I'm like watching the Cavs game or doing anything else, might be doing what have you. But we thank you for what you do. Before I go to my next phone call at area code 2, well, I have to go in order, so that's area code 702609 before I go to the 216-209. A lot of nines in there. I just want to throw out there real quick, three stories in one. So this should be like 2.5 minutes, but I want to let people know, wow, what has Black Man Army been doing? Well, you know, last week we talked about it a little bit. After Steve Loomis said that Tamir Rice family should use the $6 million to help teach children about gun safety, and the Black Man Army, well, we canceled our meeting last Wednesday. Why? Because the police commission, they were having their meeting. And since the police union head, Loomis, has yet to have the Cleveland Police Patrolman Association pay to teach their police officers sensitivity, well, let's just say that once we got to the police commission, Department of Justice decree, that, of course, Loomis has a seat on, we took out our flags, we took over the parking lot, and we marched in. Melanated Media News, on YouTube channel, they covered it. Rev.com, Brother Don Bryant, many others were there, but no Steve Loomis. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's the second time he's not shown up without an excuse after big talk. But that's cool, because now we're looking to have him removed for DOD, dereliction of duty. See, he must be fined for missing meetings of his paid job on the side. And since he threatened to resign a month ago, we feel like it's our duty to help him, since his presence is very biased in not moving things forward. And I want to also say that today, because of the threat on Friday that they were going to tear down the gazebo, which to me, you know, if the family wanted it, I'm cool with it. But, you know, today is Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Melanated Media News, Rev.com, Carl Stokes Brigade, Don Bryant, presidential candidate Reverend Pinckney, Smurf Nation, many others. We went to the gazebo where Tamir Rice was murdered at Cadell Rec. And, you know, my statement at the time was, this time for killing a 12-year-old child, a boy, the city paid $6 million. Let this be a lesson for terrorist police. If it happens again, the city will have to pay $20 million. And it also puts the city on notice that maybe they need to rein in the police department. But we didn't realize that the Smithsonian stopped everything this morning. They stepped up. The Smithsonian Institute in Washington, or in D.C., has interest in acquiring the gazebo for the African American part of the Museum of Respect for the Tamir Rice tragedy, and it's a 60-day reprieve on that. For your information, let people know that Man in the Street, I will definitely be leading a rally at high noon. Hey, I'll call the sheriff. So anyway, a rally at high noon tomorrow against Judge O'Donnell, who wants to be appointed to the Ohio Supreme Court, even though he praised the 137 shots that was fired for Brelo. Call Brelo a hero. So with that being said, it's at Lakeside, Ontario, the steps tomorrow at the Justice Center. Come through. Feel free to be heard. I'll make sure people can speak. So with that being said, see, I talk too much. I know that. Like I said, I appreciate you all for definitely calling in. I do need to let you know that the 646-478-0944 phone number, Wednesdays, Emacs in the Mindset, they'll use it at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Then they use the 646-478-0944 phone number on Fridays and Saturdays, Emacs and Music Biz 101. And that's usually like Fridays, Saturdays, 9:30 p.m. or a little bit later. And you can always, if you don't hear him on that show, that means he's working out everything to make sure more shows are added on the shoutcast.com, where you can type in Hood Tunes Radio. Shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of regional artists. So with that being said, I'm going directly to 702609. Yes, I know who it is, but the world needs to know who it is. So who are you? 702 area code?
What it is, man.
Doing excellent. What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. I was just listening in, bro. I actually had the microphone on mute this time, man. I just wanted to hear what was going on, and it sounds like a whole lot is. So I will let you go ahead and conduct your program, but know that I am listening in. So I will be if I have anything to report, believe me, you'll be the first to know.
All right. Thank you so much.
No sweat, brother.
You peace. Know, much love. Peace. From a man called Hulk. And you know that my brother has done so much, because I'll be contacting a couple of people who hit me up. And see, unfortunately, we had to cancel our meeting because of the ignorance that was going on last week. But at this coming week's, and there's a reason why I'm mentioning his name, is because at this week's Black Man Army meeting, where there are two prospects who will be coming through, it's at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Wednesday, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m. at East 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. And it's between the East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. So I just wanted to put that one out there. Before I go to the 216-209 phone number, I also want to let people know that Monday, 2 a.m., you know, Ohio Hip Hop Awards radio show, The Butters, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM, that's Garb Infinite. And also point out that Saturday's 216 radio, midnight at Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB 89.3 FM, that's WCSB.org. You can always let them know where you heard it. You heard it from here, the Al Porter Man in the Streets show. Wow, been doing this for all this time, and I'm very appreciative and thankful for that. And with that being said, I'm going to go check out the 216-209. How are you out there?
I'm great, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's happening, brother?
Oh, man. I got a lot going on right now. I want to say shout out to Taywall, Max Bitt, CTS. You know, Max Bitt will be dropping a video soon that I shot and edited. So that means it's shot and edited by Black Odyssey Films. We got a whole nice. Lot of stuff that's coming out on the film side real soon. Honesty Blade, my buddy J.L. It's a whole slew of artists I got. I can keep going on and on, but we for pretty much almost the whole summer. So we are going to get some shows in, but for all the people that have been asking me about the shows, this is what's slowing us up. We got video work to do. So after the last two shows, a lot of people hit me up for video work. So we coming with another show, but we want to make sure to give you quality work for all the people that's asking. So,
gotcha.
And we do have this short film that's coming up. It's called Kingpin Fantasies. I just want to put that part of it out there right now because some of the people that you're seeing that I shot videos for are going to be in the film. So shout out to Dizzle.
Wow.
To a part in the film. So it's still months away, but we still going over scripts and stuff, but we want to try to make sure this is clean as cut as possible, and hopefully we can submit that to the film festival.
Nice.
Just want to And we want to educate kids about the dangers of being in drugs on both ends, you know, being a dope man and as being a drug user. So you don't want to go down the wrong road with, you know, just messing with that kind of thing. It destroys lives, you know.
Right. And you're right about that. I appreciate you for really caring about that, man.
Well, you know, I can always say that you can spin around and point, and any family that you know of today, I don't care if they're rich, poor, old, young, someone you know in that family had to deal with the fact that was an ugly monster, and that's called a drug problem. So, you know, I'm not ashamed to take on that subject because, you know, I can say that I have that in my family as well. So, you know, hopefully that we can all learn from that and defeat that monster.
I'm sure we can. So I thank you again. And do you have contact information, which I know you do?
Oh, you know I do. Oh, man, you can start by Googling us. That's BLAQODESSY. Google Plus, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Follow the same link. BLAQODESSY. That's Black Odyssey.
Got you, and if you hold on, I'm pretty sure you'll like something that we play next.
I sure will.
All right, thank you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take this time to, like, be real quick and to the point and just let people know that coming up soon, Domestic Violence premiere event is happening Saturday, June the 18th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. South Point Hospital, 20,000 Harvard, Warrensville Heights, Ohio. The truth hurt, but a slap can kill you. Pastor Barnes, Judge Anita Lassiter Mays, Judge Joan Sinnenberg, Magistrate Tanya Johnson Jones, and Judicial Candidate as well, Black on Black Crime Incorporated President, me, Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, County Council, Yvonne Conwell, County Council, Chantel Brown, Stun Gun Training Course, Hip Hop Artist Erie PA's Young Scholar. Bring the entire family. It's free. And the Brown Report newspaper will be on hand. As a matter of fact, before I go to that 216-337 phone number, I want to let people know also, you can check out Blog Talk Radio Pastor Thompson on Tuesdays from 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time and Friday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 657-383-0613. And also, Black on Black Crime. .com. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website, blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. And on Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period with a Facebook picture of a sheriff's hat that says the sheriff. There, that's kind of easy. Like I say, before I go to that 216-337 phone number, I want to just let people know, I love to do follow-up stories because it lets people know that we might be doing something. So I just want to let people know, as I climb up on this 12-foot step ladder, for my soapbox, people say, you don't even know what a soapbox is. Yeah, soapbox is like way back in the day when they used to deliver newspapers and crates, and certain speakers, whether it be election time or somebody else, they just climb up on a little soapbox and start speaking. They might say it was a flamboyant speech or somebody wanted to speak, but that's the history of it, honest. Now, I wanted to say that 3 weeks ago, Brooklyn Heights cop pulls behind a black woman who was parked, and she was sitting in her company Benz, looking down in her tablet, knock on her window with one hand, other hand on a holster. Her hands went up, and she begged over and over again, please don't shoot. He left with a smirk and said, be careful. So Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper didn't play victim, and by the following week, set up a meeting with Brooklyn Heights Mayor Michael Prosa, police chief, and law director. Kimberly F. Brown took down her team, including Black on Black Crime Incorporated founder Art McCoy, and put out an ultimatum concerning policy and procedure change without needing a dissent decree like Cleveland. Now, the city said they will respond within 10 days. We want to see what happens in Brooklyn Heights if they don't respond the way they should. Now, they did say the officer in question was an upstanding citizen in the community. But I must defer and ask, aren't most officers who are brought up on any assault or murder charge, excessive force, referred to as a model citizen? But then again, as long as judges and prosecutors give cops the excuse to use fear, or I was scared, I didn't see a gun, but I was in fear for my safety, as long as arbitration rules and arbitration gives suspended or fired cops their jobs back, and citizens don't deal with city hall or demand change, then the police actually are model citizens because they're doing exactly what they've been allowed to do, which means they definitely may be upstanding citizens after all. I fought on some things, people. With that being said, I'm going to somebody who I know does not get out there and follow rules by the same old, same old. 216-337, how you doing?
Oh, Al, I was afraid you were going to talk to me. Well, you know, how can we follow these rules? God, I don't know. I mean, the rules never made much sense, Al. Even when I was a child, I just noticed that the rules weren't making sense. You know, you mow the lawn, you mow down the trees. So I used to mow around the trees, and I said, I will never conform. I didn't like the rules in the school, you know, and I don't like the rules that protect the police. That's where we're at right now. Now, I did stop by Cadell. I'm glad you all got interviewed. I got there a little late. There was still some folks there. We learned about this deal that the city's, well, the Smithsonian was interested, which is nice. And I just wonder if the city's getting some money on the side to help pay all their lawsuits for protecting the police, which got to be up in the $10 million by now. I mean,
trying to
get out of the one payment for the young man, Kenny Smith, but trying to, like, get out of that payment. You know, I guess the law office files automatic, helps the police file bankruptcy right off the bat when they kill innocent people on the street. What's going on in our city? They're all in cahoots. We got to get rid of the whole kit and caboodle. and don't even vote any of those council people in as mayor, unless it's Brian Cummins, maybe. I don't know. But how about Jeff Johnson? Let's make a quick switch. Here he is talking. You know, I got my own issues with Jeff Johnson. I appreciate some of the stuff he's doing for Black Lives Matter now that we pushed him, that people have pushed him to that, because he used to not give a crap when the 137 shot
right.
happened. As you recall, he shut us down, wouldn't let us turn our petitions in back then. At that time, at the at the rec center, you know, he shut us down. But now here he is. He's trying to legislate stop use of cell phones on the, you know, in Cleveland, and they caught him.
Right.
I expected to see something on your Facebook page about that. I might have missed it, but that was hilarious. They caught him using his cell phone on the highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did put something on that. I did. It was comical. But I think I left it very easy, and I just put down hypocrites. And
yes, that's all you got to say. And that's what it is. It's hypocrites, and they're in cahoots, and it's corruption in our in. Yeah, and here they want to bring in this big corrupt campaign convention this summer.
Yes, sir.
It's like who's worse, the Republicans or the Democrats? The Democrats are gatekeepers for Republicans, and we don't have a chance with. So that's why I vote green half the time. Although I like Bernie, but you know, I don't know.
I got you.
Let's get rid of O'Donnell.
I appreciate
what? What is O'Donnell, Judge O'Donnell, think he's doing trying to run as Supreme Court judge? We got to stop him in his tracks like we stopped McGinty.
Hey, a lot of us will be out there tomorrow, high noon, 12 noon, at Lakeside in Ontario, steps at the Justice or Injustice Center, and that'll be tomorrow. So thank you again for plugging that.
All right, Al, I'm going to listen in. Go ahead. Thank you so much. Take care.
No problem. You too. And thank you. As a matter of fact, before I go on anything else, I want to let people know you can tune in to whohasthepower.com. Let them know where you heard that program from. Also, Blog Talk or Facebook. I am a Superwoman Radio, D Gambit Radio, or The Breakfast Club. And, you know, I'm looking at everything, and before I even go to play a song or anything like that, I want to just point out something, because it is something that needs to be added on. Judge Russo last month, you know, he threw out the merger petitions from East Cleveland. That should have ended that, but Mayor Norton has started new petitions. That's what Mayor Norton did, to merge what's broke at Cleveland. Now, East Cleveland says it's broke. Yes, EC is built for 40,000. Has a population of 17,000. State Auditor David Yost has offered up to $10 million. That's it. $10 million to fix roads if the merger goes through, with some of that money going to infrastructure. But guess what? He's talking about really fixing up the roads. And it would take three times as much to take care of that blight and dilapidation, but it is a decapitation of a city. But still, the blight and dilapidation to get out of that mess if Cleveland gets stuck with that mess. And if I know for a fact that East Cleveland would still suffer. So now I look at East Cleveland leadership, the heads of East Cleveland, mayor and some others, have got good reasons to at least have a merger. But have they fought hard to find solutions? I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If they had their own land, let's think of a lot of us, and for those who know of, like, black grandparents, great uncles and aunts from the 1920s to the early 1960s, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, where the sheriff, police, and judges were all in the Ku Klux Klan, they would have begged, bartered, fought to have a land of their own like East Cleveland, and they would have kept it. Now, if you won't reach out to 44112news.com or Press People's Nation or the East Cleveland Five, or go down to the Town Hall East Cleveland meetings that happen every Saturday at the East Cleveland Library, you won't get the East Cleveland information, which lets you know that there's money being stole from dummy non-existent programs. And trust me, there are a lot of residents who are fighting, and as a matter of fact, some are recalling Councilman Wheeler to put in a real fighter. Some are actually looking at the mayor. Some are actually looking at other things. But since you did take the time, I'm blaming this one on Don Bryant. When you bring up a name like Jeff Johnson, who is over Ward 10, a ward that I'm over, Jeff Johnson has recently done a lot of nice things, and he's one of the ones for a merger. But let's not overlook one thing. If he acquires, or certain other council people acquire, East Cleveland, that's 17,000 people who will look at a council person and say, whoa, what a great person. I'm going to vote for them to be mayor of Cleveland. So I'm looking at East Cleveland not only just being brought into a merger for just land value for a sprawling university circle, but also as being vote hustled. And right now I'm very thankful for what from Black Lives Matter and things that Brother Jeff Johnson has done, but I really wish at the time you wouldn't have went over and hit Brother Don Bryant's arm to keep him from using the microphone in and at the Glenville Rec Center. So when I say I'm around people who will fight and stand up and have taken their blows for this movement, I'm not just talking about nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the phone line, and, well, before I go to the phone line, let's do it like this. I'm going to keep my word while everybody keeps praying. Black Odyssey, be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city. Plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying. And I'm gonna keep saying,
they say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
You know it, episode number 167 of the Hip Hop Workshop, as I go back to since they did dial back in. That lets you know if you were just calling in to be on mute, that's cool. If you wanted to say something, we got you. So we'll be coming back to that area code of 702 in just a moment. But I wanted to go back and say at our last Hip Hop Workshop, which happened a couple weeks ago, they couldn't do it at the first of the month, which was cool. But episode number 167 of the BBCI, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. It happened, and, you know, people like Mama Porter, Tone Capone, I always do these roll calls if I can, only if I can read your writing. Twiggy, D DJ Dollar Rock, of course, Deborah Lynn, Khalila, Dawood, Abdullah, Saeed Abdullah, Dewan, Lario. Oh, wow. Mr. Fofo, who performed, brought like 12 people with him from out of the Youngstown area. You also had Lisa, Lorraine, Mr. Milligrant, of course, Tori Wilson, Angel, Lady Red from none other than the First Lady's Dynasty Social Club, Trayvon, Ashley, Twan Billings, Jameer, Janine, Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, CGS, MC Derek, Malik Fazel, Abdul, Brandy, Peaks, AFM, Soulja Boy, and you also had some others like MC Fame, Roderick came and did poetry, Apostle, of course, Reverend Pinkney Butts, Doreen, Sonia Smith Clemens, Marvin, and I just wanted to say that it was nice because Sonia Smith Clemens and First Lady Red of the First Lady's Dynasty Social Club Reserve CDs, of course, from Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. It was a nice CD release party. And also, Mr. Fofo spoke on the joy of parenthood and performed with his children and other youth. Brought, along with the 12 from Youngstown, it was like 60 people, the majority of them from out of Cleveland and what have you. So we thank them very much. Platinum artist, Mo Thugs, Real Soulja Boy Jamma, 96 and AFM, they stopped by, not to speak, but just support. And maybe pick an artist out. We had Big Stone, who was there, explain what Shrouded really meant, along with none other than Osage the Wildebeest. And before I go down to the phone lines, I just want to let people know real quick that this Saturday, May 7th, episode number 168 of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop at Cleveland State University, 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room 136, 1:45 p.m. to about 6:45 p.m. East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester Euclid. Guests include Blue Swag, who's a poet, radio host, actress. Simply United Together. The African Museum will be on, like, traveling down there. And you can bring radio edits, dance, musician, rap, sing, poetry. DJ Dollar Rock will be there to mix things live. Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News. Milligrams, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher. I didn't mention, so I'll mention it now. It is a free family event. So with that being said, I'm going to go back down here and see what's on the mind. 702 area code.
Hey, what's up,
702-60. Oh, I'm doing great. Go ahead.
I thought I overheard something I was going to ask you. But, man, it kind of slipped my mind, especially when you threw in the hip-hop workshop deal. Oh, I remember what it was. Just to put it out there for those who are actually interested in quote-unquote enlisting into the Black Man's Army, it is right now an exclusively a Cleveland thing, but we want to make it an Ohio thing. So any brothers out of Toledo, Youngstown, Dayton, Columbus, Cincinnati, that want to be a part of this, go ahead and hook up with your hitch up with your brother, Al Porter, the sheriff. I'm giving you the rank of captain, man, because you know you in the field and taking over things. So we'll go ahead and call you Captain Porter. Go ahead and get with Captain Kilroy, and
okay,
just let him know that you're interested. And what I was really going to say actually comes to mind, I'm going to have to actually write it down.
Right.
This time. Didn't I mention that? To write it down before I called? Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let the program roll on for its duration, and I will speak to you next week, if not sooner.
Thank you so much. All right, we appreciate that. Of course,
yes,
that's a man called Hump. And before we go to that 216-389, I should give out the number and say if you want to, contact me direct, you can text, you can call me at 216-804-7462. That's 216-804-7462. 7462. But please do not call me until it's like 10:01 tonight, or I probably will clown you on the air. So that will definitely, I don't mind the phone calls. And then again, we have the Black Man Army meetings, which are at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Those are Wednesdays at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. That's a 44110 area code in Cleveland, Ohio. That should help you, GPS system and all of that, to get where you need to be. So before I go take the phone call, I do need to let people know that, hey, I like to give, like, information, because you might want to take it down sometime, that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show is on Thursdays, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceitradio.com. And then the Art McCoy radio show is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I know a lot of people are probably saying, wow, is he going to get to me in this and other? Well, we're going to prove that I will right now by going to 216-389. That's 216-389.
Good evening. This is Christian Clark, representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. The Browns drafted Corey Coleman as their first pick. He's an electrifying wide receiver with unlimited amounts of potential out of Baylor. I feel like they have a good chance to be good this year, even great. He also signed the quarterback Cody Kessler out of USC. He will compete for a starting job against RG3, which I believe will end up starting, but will make sure he's on his job. The Cavs, as some people just saw, won 104-93. Kyrie Irving was great, playing defense and offense, as well as LeBron James. Let's pray for Kevin Love, as we might not be able to have him, but we'll see what happens. Prayerfully, everything goes well. But I believe this is going to be a long, hard series. And I believe that we will get the job done in six games. There's a weekly sports report now. Back to our reporter, the man in the streets.
Man, I thank you for that. As a matter of fact, were there any major surprises for you in the draft?
Before the draft, that Laramie Tunsil got caught. Not necessarily got caught, but a photo got leaked of him smoking. Other than that, nothing really shocking.
Mm, right.
But that was the biggest one, though.
And that's the truth. And it's sad to say that it used to be the time that would really be shocking. And certain things, I think, especially with what has happened with the Browns and Money Manziel, in light of everything else and some of the quote-unquote domestic violence things that may have been caught on film, nothing is shocking anymore. So I just want to say I thank you for keeping us up to date with everything. And how much longer will we have you around before you actually take that trip to college?
Well, I leave May 29th, so probably, yeah, that week.
Yes, I'm looking at that.
Yeah, probably two more weeks.
No problem. So we will definitely continue to enjoy the fact that you're here, and definitely have to do something to do our best to celebrate on May the 23rd. So that'll be your day personally, brother, because we appreciate a lot of what you've done and accomplished, man, and what you've represented.
Oh, I appreciate everything you've done for me.
No problem. And thank you, Brother Christian, once again. We look forward to hearing your report next week.
Yes.
You know something? I'm having fun right now, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Instead of doing it, I only had like one thing left to throw out there, so I'm going to put it in there and say that Kicking It with Kim on MyLoudRadio.com, Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And I come from an era when there used to be a lot of radio programs from WDMT FM 108 Club Style. DJs would come on and mix, and every night you'd know who was doing what, where, what club. It was more unified. You could turn on college radio, and different DJs would shout out other DJs' programs. So that's what I do my best at doing, because sometimes they can keep you so separate, you don't know what's going on. And a big shout-out to WeUpRadio.com. So with that being said, I'm going to go a little bit back in time. A lot of times I play what this brother has produced, because he's produced a lot of nice rap beats. He's taken the time to produce songs for different other artists, but a lot of people don't really realize what a gifted vocalist E-Max the Image really is. Be right back after this. What I'm going to do is just say real quick, graffiti is one of the four main elements of hip-hop, which we have to break down. MC, griot, storyteller, DJ, ever since the beginning of time, there's been a drum, breaking the dance movements of the time, the robotics, bebop, jazz swing movements, all wrapped together, graph, you know, ever since the beginning of time, cavern walls, tapestry, World War II's even put down, Curie was here overseas. Anyway, they document some sort of history. In 1973, Bronx, New York is when hip-hop officially began. Graffiti told stories like, rest in peace, the artwork. Black, Latino, whites were officially tired of, let's tell the truth, dingy, dirty apartment buildings, places to stay, even the subways. Things seemed dank, and it caused a lot of aspiring canvas artists to at least It caused them to at least pretend they lived somewhere else beautiful or that they had the talent. But guess what? Don't be fooled, because some of these artists throughout the years managed to make money by doing great art shows, including one thrown in Cleveland. Well, really, East Cleveland, by Keys, Nab One, Rest in Peace, at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated building off of Lee Euclid. And it was around the time of 2004 to 2005. But now I noticed that Cleveland has snatched up graffiti artists, like 34 at last count, you know, 32 to 34. No, the exact number was 32 at last count. Now from the West Side business areas. And they've been repainting over West Side bridges from the Red Line Rapid, from the airport to downtown Cleveland. And as Cleveland is covers graffiti, walls, and all that. Now, graffiti on businesses, homes, bridges, all that. I'm not saying I'm endorsing the graffiti, but I do have one thing I need to ask. You know, I'm only on a 6-foot step ladder, so I should be safe. Anyway, going after the West Side graffiti artists who are painting up the West Side, and not the East Side graffiti artists who may be doing things as vandals and all of that, who are painting like the East Side where the rapid trains have to go past, or covering it up like they're covering up the West Side graffiti. Maybe, just maybe, could it be that they don't want people who will be sometime in July riding from Cleveland Hopkins Airport, Red Line Rapid, from the Republican National Convention to see graffiti, and they want them instead to see the sweet, beautiful scenery? I'm just saying. I just threw it out there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to throw this one out there, people. I'm going to go here and just play something. Hip Hop Workshop is coming up. Let me play some AUG.
Yeah. It's more than a talent show. It's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out-of-town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squad Gotti, and Monolithic representative the Jared. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
All right. 10-foot step ladder real quick. Let me pull it up here. There we go, to get up on the soapbox. Because in October 2014, Sonya Garth was shot and killed. She almost died, and it was by her jealous ex-fiance, who during a savage attack killed Sonya Garth's 12-year-old daughter, Darvia. So Sonya Garth asked Ward 12 Councilman Anthony Bracatelli to please name the street off 69th to change it to the name of Darvia, who not only was a 12-year-old murder victim, but was definitely a murder victim in a high-profile case, and hopefully caused some sort of reaction and a look at domestic violence. It caused the people to stop and think about it. And this nincompoop, Anthony Dumbass Bracatelli, said if he had to change a street name for every mom who lost a child, he'd run out of streets, or something to that effect. Now look, idiot Ellie, this was a high-profile case. This city's dealing with domestic violence, and you could be using your area as getting ahead of the curve by showing compassion. You already have a Poland Street in your ward. Since when do the Polish need an entire street named for them in Cleveland, Ohio? But here we go. Talkatelli, aren't you up for re-election in 2017? So I just wanted to thank the Brown Report newspaper, Carl Stokes Brigade, Assembly United Together, Tina Hobson of I Am a Superwoman Radio, and more who hit out on the streets to present 1,500 signatures to Anthony Sellout Telly. Check out the YouTube video of We Are Coming, Standing Up for Sister Sonja. That's it, Standing Up for Sister Sonja. Wait a second. Also on YouTube, Al Porter Jr.'s The Sheriff, We're Coming. Black House Sounds created the activist anthem. I'm glad activists are actually using that one. I just want to thank everybody who tuned in and who does, you know, you take the time to tune in and say what's on your mind, because we appreciate that. As a matter of fact, when that doesn't happen, it really makes things go a lot rougher. So I just have to say that when you do that, it helps out a whole lot, because that's what this program is really designed to do and be a part of. Is your program. The creator allowed it to be in existence, so I'm like this here. Why not go out and do certain things and use it for its, what it's intended to be for? As a matter of fact, I'll be right back after this. Play one thing from him, even though it was like from 2005. AUG had made that hip-hop workshop anthem for the hip-hop workshop, but he also made this also.
Yeah. Always underground game. Freestyle, I rip. Yo, check this out. Yo. I love busting freestyles when the beat is hitting. But this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip hop when you got dollar rocks. Swive in the spirit, I give your mad props. Hip hop workshop, keep it in your area. Got that new stuff, take it through the burial ground, because we represent the underground, local hip-hop in the 216 clown, giving shots to the sheriff, he's my main promoter, my dog kept it real at the bottom line, his name is El Porter, bulletproof, just like my dog, his name is Suave, call on DJ Dollar Rock to rock the party, always underground game, that's my main claim to fame, hip-hop workshop, always on the main, yeah, what's up, this is AUG, always underground game. Check out the new CD coming out. Underground Love is the Game, coming very soon. Yo, yo, yo. Much love to my dog, Jerry. United North, Swap God, DJ Dollar Rock, spinning it up. Yeah. Hip Hop Workshop, Volume 1, Mixed CD, Freestyle. Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, May 13th, May 14th, Friday and Saturday, May 13th and May 14th, 4 to 6 p.m. at where? Cleveland State University. That's Cleveland State University at Large Rooms MC 134 and MC 136 at 1899 Euclid Avenue. It is the Conference of Survivors of Violence Conference, which will feature Big Hef from Def Jam, Q Nice, Chief Rocker, Eric Wilson, Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Errol Porter, Voice at Radio.com, Joe Lowe from the Rude Boys, followed by the concert from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., 7 to 10 p.m., which will feature the Rude Boys, Men at Large, Ezzy, Affinity, Miss Crazy T, Spazzo, and many more. I want to let people know, if you want to get there, call 216-324-4802. That's 216-324-4802 or 330-622-1174 for your free tickets. Free tickets. So with that being said, I guess I should play something from a person that I like very much as well. Be right back to talk to you soon. And I just want to thank you all for being a part of everything. And we're going to go out on something like this. just a good way of letting you know that we're definitely around and we appreciate everything that you've done. And one thing I can say, when you all do take the time to call in and things like that, it means a lot. So that's all I wanted to say, let you know that. May everybody be blessed.
Cause I'd rather make peace. Cause I'd rather make peace. Cause that peace only comes when the shot you release that. And it's hard to survive. In the belly of the beast, but I march. Rep, step. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Look, this here my hometown. I run this bitch 10 toes down. Real niggas grit grind nose down. Catch a nigga stacking up a whole pound. A kid that murder rate never calming down. Feds, a lot of niggas slowing down. Know what that mean when the bitch is around. Snitch nigga told on the whole town. But don't let one nigga fuck up the city. A lot of niggas really wanna fuck with the city, but nobody ever really fuck with the city. Cause a lot of niggas fucking up the trust in the city. The bitches setting niggas up, get a nigga stuck. Innocent bastards that boss get struck by shots from security guards. If you feel me, nod. If you don't, then I don't give a fuck. But I love the land. My city ain't sweet when it come to fans. If you was from here, you would understand. A lot of these niggas ain't honest men. Now every street nigga ain't a rapper. Every rapper ain't a street nigga. If he can't eat with you, he gon' beef with you. If you want 23, she'll sleep with you. One time for my niggas drinking cheap liquor, I'ma hold it down. I'm on the rap reel to control the sound. Right out the backfield, now I'm touching down. You know that back end when I roll around, the shit over now. The flow colder now, you know I'm known the clown. On every track I'm round until I hold the crown. Bitch, I'm gon' pound every song I'm on. I bet motherfuckers feel this from my. I don't wanna bring war. Cause I'd rather make peace.
Cause I'd rather make peace.
But that peace only comes.
When the shot
get released,
love. Shot get released.
And it's hard to survive.
Hard to survive.
In the belly of the beast, but I march.
Rap,
step. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody be blessed. Be peaceful. That was Connie's son. You know what it is. He's named after his mom, Connie. He's a son. Peace.